Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In our family, my wife seems to be the dreamer. The only dream I remember is being in a house full of American dollars. The words of Dr. King, "I have a dream." "I have a dream" is embodied in a man whose vision for equal justice and racial harmony stands true to our biblical injunction. Amos chapter 5, verse 24. "Let justice roll like river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." Today, however, this nation honors the memory and legacy of Dr. King. Like him, we remember Rosa Parks, Mrs. Bhutto, Mrs. Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, and a host of those who defines moments of history and foster change. So much of the word change is shoveled around these days, and to my mind, it seems to be misused. The real change comes through the man Jesus. He is the one who effects change. In the 60s, while Dr. Martin was fighting his battle, we in Africa were witnessing independence of so many countries and even within the churches. The wind of change was blowing through Africa. A vision much was shaped or navigated by the words of Jesus. The church in Africa became an agent for change. The Christian church in Africa from the 60s to date continues to be the conscience. She became known and indeed stands for and indeed fight for justice, poverty, tribalism, corruptions, and the like. All these were made possible through the water of baptism and through the life-changing work of Jesus. A British hymns makes a remarkable distinction between the church militant and the church triumphant. What in theological language used by Boatman and others, the now and not yet, the symbolism. Yes, as a church, we have been ordained and endowed with that prophetic voice. Martin had that voice, and he spoke that word. And now, down on the valley, we cry out against man's inhumanity to man as we see what is happening in Sudan, in Darfur, as we witness and see what is happening in our big states, in New York, the homeless, in LA. People have nowhere to lay their heads. My friends, just as Martin Luther once said, education is the road to citizenship. Yes, I have a dream. Yes, I have a dream that we are all created equal by our great and generous God. Yes, I have a dream. I have a dream that we are all equal in the sight of God. Yes, when we kill babies, when we mistreat women, when we marginalize those who do not look or resemble or speak like us or behave like us, it grieved the heart of God. Yes, I have a dream. I have a dream that someday we all shall stand before God. Friends, we are just one big family. We are a community inherently tied together by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, I have a dream. I have a dream within this, our own community here. Since arriving here, I have tasted and seen love in its most dramatic way. As the president smiles each time I come across him, as the staff, faculty, and students welcome me into this family, yes, I have a dream. I have a dream that we are all one in the sight of God. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by the way we handle and treat each other. Yes, they will know we are Christians when we stand for what is true and right. I have a dream that all roads leads to Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. This is where you find the finest people in the world. I have a dream. I have a dream that someday our Lutheran faith will stand preeminent as we are blessed and guided by God. Yes, let justice roll like water, and let's stand for what is true and right. May God enable this community of ours to speak with real conviction, to speak with real conviction. I have been known for one who is fearless when it comes to standing for God and for Jesus. I've been through it. We've been jailed, we've been crucified, we've been battered and pushed around in Africa. But I know my God has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's been my assurance as I journey through. My time in the States is to re-energize myself. My fight is not here. My fight is back in Africa. So while I'm here, I'm gathering friends. Friends for the times when the going may be rough. I can turn to such friends. We have a battle in Africa. We have a fight. To stand for Jesus in the midst of Islam, in the midst of corruption, in the midst of tribalism. We have a fight. And by God's grace, God will endow me with the grace to be ready for that fight. I'm a great guy who observes people. I'm not like Dr. Bruce Hatton, who analyzes has that tool of psychoanalysis. I go by observing people. And my friends, if one thing I can do to live with you is always stand for what is right. Stand with conviction. I say you rationalize Christ in the West. For us, we know Christ from our heart, and we speak of him from our heart. They will know we are Christians by our conviction and by standing for Jesus. May God bless you this day as we remember this great figure, Martin. He has left us with legacy, and so let us keep on the fight until all men shall stand before our Lord equal on that day of judgment. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.